tonight, but we have had that change in that sub-regional issue. So certainly better communications is out to those libraries.
And update.
But we also need to review how that state funding is being used and what it's being used for. It does come to the GLASS office. It does come to the sub-regionals. How that money is being handled and what it's being used for now.
And that's exactly what the DOAS report says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It hadn't been done.
Yeah. Okay. Point well taken.
And as far as who to call, that really falls into something we're doing. Working on GPLS right now on our website. We are going through every single service that we offer to libraries and attaching names. So we are in the process of creating a who do you call, and then every single thing that anybody in a library hopefully would ever want to call us for, there's going to be a name and a phone number by it. It's almost complete, and then a separate one for the GLASS services, I think, is a good idea.
But I do think that if all those statistics could be in one place and updated, which is what exactly what was laid out in the 2002 performance on IDOAS, any director can look at that and see what the best decision to make regarding efficiency.
Which statistics in particular?
The chart that I updated from the 2002.
This one?
That one.
This one here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically what DOAS auditor Randy, whoever it was at that time,
mm-hmm.
did. And it gives you a bird's eye picture of where, you know, what's going on, where your mm-hmm. efficiencies could occur.
Yeah.
And you'll see that, I mean, it's higher for Bainbridge to do because we have a lower population. And that's probably why we do a better customer satisfaction than somebody who has a higher population.
You're spending twice as much per patron as say Macon is.
Well, think about the population.
Well, there's certainly true that there's some element of economy of scale, but yes. This could also say that you're spending way too much per
that's
person.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And
maybe we should give Macon more of your money.
That's exactly my point.
Can I bring up something? This is Jerry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it's interesting that you say that about talking books, but yet when you look at per cap support from counties, you look at it from exactly the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
You say, well, here's a county that gets $35 per cap, and you compare it to another county that, is say, gives $10 per cap. Couldn't you say, well, that county that has less per cap is doing a better job than the one that's better funded?
Well, at this point, you're talking about two different things, local money and state money. But
well, we're talking about money, though. I mean, if you're doing a better job.
And how the state is responsible. You're being a contractor. There is nothing to say that any sub-regionals are, how many sub-regionals do we need and where should they be and how should that operate? So,
it is the state library's
responsibility to provide that service.
If a patron can get what they need in 72 hours, I don't care where it comes from.
Very good.
I mean, that's my bottom line.
Well, you're dealing with.
We don't need to spend 91 days or 3 months.
Well,
or you know any.
Those are not necessarily.
Himmel and Wilson in
state issues.
In 2000.
Okay.
Not now they aren't.
Well.
I don't know.
Well, it's our issue to worry about, but I don't think you should paint. You know, you've got one or two issues here, and you've got some 5-year-old statistics. I'm not sure.
It's a 9-year-old that's very well documented in the Hummel and
Well, I understand that, but it is 9 years old.
Of course.
And a lot has happened since then,
including
the implementation of the CLOS system. Which is for the first time
we had the READ
system. The READ system didn't tie everything together like this one does, and so there is a difference in that. But as long as you're relying on free delivery by the post office,
well,
then that's a different story.
Who says we're going to have that? Have you heard the news lately about the post office?
What's going on with that?
One day,
they're cutting back on service.
Oh yeah, it lost over $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you say billion?
The disenfranchised, you cannot see or cannot walk or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and we're considering making sure that Times delivers to the sighted and the healthy people, and not to the blind and physically handicapped.
Well, shouldn't the blind and physically handicapped also have equal access to the Pines network?
Yes,
and
they
Pines
should.
Library
they
services.
They can't read the regular.
But we don't lend IT material.
Maybe we should change that. And
Maybe Pines
should consider changing that policy. That's a Pines.
That is one of
our Pines policy.
Yeah, that's one of our thoughts.
Yeah.
Gary, I think you're online.
Yes.
Did you have a comment?
About what? About consolidation or the?
I thought you were.
I thought you tried to get in, Jerry.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
You mean about the comment I made or what?
No, I think we thought you were reacting to something that had been said and you wanted to get another comment in.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was probably just having a fit or something.
Delivery statewide. A talking book.
Well, they'd still be delivered to the library, not to the person's home. You've got home delivery, which is real different now for the post office, from the post office point of view.
I have to go
back
and leave.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on. Susan, Gary, you've got your challenge to work on for this ad hoc committee.
Well, there is. I will say, Julie hasn't spoken up, but I will say that there has been a good deal of work on a revised state plan internally by staff in terms of drafting a new state plan for a library for blind service. So there is something that is in development now that I think.
I think the first draft has gone out.
We shared.
Directors.
Has it?
Mm-hmm. Didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Has everybody?
Well, it's going out the 29th. We got a.
Okay.
Have you seen? Have,
got the note about
seen?
It. Right.
Okay.
Right. That
okay.
It is going out.
So that's in the works now.
It's called the pre-plan.
Okay. That's all right. It gives you guys something.
That's
to,
right. And that's
it gives you guys something to chew on.
I mean, it shows that you're not asleep at the wheel.
Right.
You're paying attention. Okay. You're focusing.
There's a lot of work done on this already.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, I also do have a draft of a new contract in my inbox. I noticed right as I was leaving today. So I'll be taking a look at that tonight.
I'm sorry to bring all this.
It needs this is what this group is supposed to
to
raise
and
issues.
When you hear
and
these
questions.
Poor people who, I mean, they don't have a cheerleader for them.
Yeah.
You know, they depend on a relative when they come once every 2 weeks.
But
it's
your job to go back as the sub-regional man, as the administrator of your sub-region, and make sure that every staff member in every library that you serve,
Alan,
has a phone number that you can call. So if you got a problem and it's not solved in 24 hours,
we have contacts, and you can contact
Stella or one of her staff, and they will solve that problem.
Well,
and that's just the way it's supposed to be. And
we appreciate y'all working with your staff to make sure that that's
exactly
well.
Right.
And the thing we're going to start doing too, as we talked a little bit, is that we want we're going to start keeping our applications in a file at the cert desk and having staff follow up at intervals to see how things are going as this transition's going
idea.
On.
That's a great
because
idea.
Otherwise, we didn't really realize because we had really gotten spoiled because of the service we'd gotten from our sub-regional. And so we didn't have to do that kind of follow-up. And we did a lot of our stuff by email, too. And the staff is kind of frustrated about that because they were just so used to sending an email and saying, we need this or that, and it being taken care of. And there's not been a lot of who's responsible for whatever.
Okay.
And so so we're going to start keeping those in a file and doing follow-up on them locally.
Well, with a transition like has happened, you want to try to minimize those, but certainly that's understandable. But you always have that fallback to
those, I told them to just keep kind of statistics on the,
keep a copy. I mean,
and then just provide that to them just as feedback to see, you know, to make sure that things also.
But I like what you're forcing your people to do, to be proactive with the plan, you and Lynn and Stella, because, you know, if everybody had that plan to put it on the website, let our colleagues who we are serving right now, I mean, who
they
knows?
Need to know.
They need to know. I mean, it's that direct line of communication so they know at any given moment how much we're getting at the sub-regional, what kind of patron satisfaction, are their patrons satisfied with the service? And then we're all out in the open. I mean, that's all we're asking for.
I can probably tell you whether my patrons are saying good things or not. If you send me an email version of some kind of change plan, I won't even be able to tell you what's changed about it. So you've got to translate to me what it means to our library service in Brady County that it's changed.
The value and added portion of the test.
And not count on me to study it.
We'll definitely need some briefings.
And that is our role as a sub-regional. I mean, that we need to do that to your contact person there and to you, just so you're familiar. I mean, I got a call from Thomas Mills' radio station that, you know, Nancy and I forgot the reference person who's our coordinator there, but we do a good job of training them, but they send them to us, you know, for any in-depth kind of thing with the whole national level service. You know, so it's a good relationship, and that's what you need to know. I mean, Nancy knows just to call Susan, you know, that you need more broader, deeper stuff. And they've got good press coverage. But we depend on you, too, to go out to your local to really promote.
Well, we have
when
to
you're
promote.
Rotary,
we have to.
You do.
They don't just come in.
Oh, no. When you're out there strumming your guitar at Rotary and stuff, you know, you're giving a plug for the Blind and Susan's Handicap. I mean, that's bottom line. Yeah, we depend on y'all. Okay. This next portion of the meeting, and I hope we'll hear from our telephone folks as well, is a brainstorming session. Lamar needs to know what kinds of infrastructure improvements and how we might use some of the federal stimulus and recovery funding. So I think at this point, the floor is open for ideas.
Lighting replacements, given energy and green.
Well, just
also, ADA, what we were just talking about, also ADA improvements, such things as power assist doors.
Couldn't we just put it in the MMR grant?
That tree would be a perfect place. Because one of the things they said they wanted was to have it where you already had a set of regulations and formulas and such, so if you could funnel that
some of that money.
That program.
Mm-hmm.
If we could do MR&R with a more advantageous local match, because they're most of the projects that I have that need doing, like replacement of 30-year-old carpet, by the time you add stack moving and all of that, there's absolutely no way on God's green earth I'm going to come up with a 50% match.
Well, I'd really like...
Which is why I still have 30-year-old carpet.
That's good. Maybe you could have a more favorable match for this pot of money. Still basically using the program, but frankly, I could come closer to getting a match for that kind of thing than I can coming up to the standards where I have to build a new building or an additional renovation of the size to meet minimum standards. I'd like to see us have a program where, preferably with a lower local match, admittedly, but something that would get a lot more of those renovation and repair grants, especially if you could say they were related to such things as ADA or energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we, for instance, were able to get, say, $2 million out of this money into an MR&R grant, it could then cover...
Talk about shovel ready.
ADA, you could get that moving quickly, lighting replacements, mm-hmm. all those kinds of things.
At least say just the lighting.
We could get a lot of... I know that a lot of people would be able to really use that, you know, to cover a lot of the M&Rs that we can't do under the regular rules.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, and this could be a different set of rules.
Could be.
Yeah.
Also, technology retrofit for a lot of us is a big issue because we've got buildings that are that were never built to accommodate the kinds of technology we're having to deal with now.
Are you talking about rewiring?
Rewiring and like I say, most of our buildings especially, we've had to just kind of piece Cat 5 here and there, and we've had to piece where we've put this piece of equipment, that piece of equipment, and if we could have some way of consolidating our technology.
And maybe upping electrical.
Exactly, upping electrical.
Some of us, even if you can handle the data, you're having trouble with power.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's what I was assuming you were talking about when you said wiring, because we were talking about...
I think somebody mentioned the handicap accessible. That would be great. One of our branches is 180 years old.
Hey, Gary, we didn't hear you.
Cut it out, Gary.
I said that the handicap accessible, along with the wiring and electrical, would be great if we could get something for that. I've got a branch that's 179 years old. That we could certainly use some money to make it handicap accessible.
Mm-hmm. Would this go along with the upgrade for technology for the new the IT people at the state level were working on? Your plan. It uses the airwaves or the no longer the cable from the wire. What about
the wireless or fiber?
Fiber optic.
It's possible, particularly if there is money going into quote higher education.
Yeah.
We might be able to piggyback on that. So.
And then maybe save the state some money that goes back down to the local to. Keep up the network.
And not everybody may be in our situation, but when we're talking about a lighting project in our life, if the result of this savings on lighting, you can get a smaller transformer for your building. Well, maybe I don't want a smaller transformer.
Well, performance out of what you got.
Right. It wouldn't be going to the light. You know?
Well, and for example, our hubs, routers, switches, all those things are getting a lot of age on them now, too. So those are the kinds of things that we need to replace.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too. We've got some infrastructure for our computer network that needs some replacement.
What about equipment?
Somebody's online at my computer.
There is just the networks that need replacing.
Yeah.
You mean land, local area network?
Yes, correct.
Is that Teresa?
Including firewalls and stuff.
Yes, Teresa.
Okay. Network upgrading.
Yeah.
Is there
allowable
under this or not?
I don't think we know yet. We're certainly hoping so. We consider
it. We really need to update all of our labs, our public
your computer, computer replacement.
Yeah.
And I think there's a strong argument that in particular rural areas, but also in any town you pick, the need for having adequate equipment for the public to come in and use means you've got to upgrade.
Yeah.
5,000 PCs.
Yeah. Our gate stuff is always
not a lot of money.
Right.
And for many of us, that's local money to upgrade those computers is hard to come by. We get some now and then, but we're talking about maybe money for 5 computers out of 30 in a lab.
Exactly.
I'm suspecting that everybody's having the influx of people, job hunting on their
And our monitors have started dying at an alarming rate. We've lost 5 in the last 3 weeks.
Oh.
And they're all the same age,
That's all over the tech talk list.
Okay. Well, Pete Johnson's my technology person. He's the one who put that out. But also, in addition to that, it's things like in focus type projectors and stuff for doing continuing education in the libraries. We've got 2 of those in our system, and we've had a lot of small businesses and stuff who've used our offices for training for their employees, and we're having to haul them around here and there, because we don't have one for every branch. It's been kind of tough to keep those in the right place at the right time. So training equipment as well.
If the grant were used for some type of audiovisual upgrade to allow presentations or for groups to use meeting rooms, Do you have any idea what the timeline when we would know if this was going to happen or not?
Gary, I suspect that in, you know, it depends on what the Senate does, and I know they're working on it today. I just got an email that gave a little more information on it, but apparently the Senate's going to be working on this, and my guess is they're going to have something maybe by the end of next week. Now, how fast all of this can actually happen, that's the whole, that's underlying this, is trying to get this money out and into the economy as quickly as possible. So, we just won't know until the Senate acts, and then each state is going to have to then develop its own game plan. But I can guarantee you that there are meetings going on all over the state, just like this one.
Okay, so once it's decided how much money would supposedly go to Georgia, then the state decides whether it goes to libraries or roads or whatever?
Or public schools, yeah. Or how it's going to fill the gaps in the state budget. They'll look first at probably that. What can they use this money for that will fill the gap that's been created by the slowdown in the economy?
Swallowing a big chunk.
Yeah.
On a somewhat different note, could you all either centrally or regionally hire somebody for a temporary period of time to literally go around building by building and do a technology audit similar to what we had done from Tech some years ago about physical buildings? You remember what they gave us with a list of things that could and should be done, which we were able to then use to generate either local funding requests or a state building request. If we could do that for technology as well, where they come in, look at your building and say, you know, you really are going to have power upgrades, or your computers are all old, or something like that. But it's a technology inventory, so to speak.
Well, and that would be so helpful for our staff, too, to have a current assessment of, so that when calls come in,
and building, too, not just the technology.
Okay, I love to have the buildings
too.
Again.
Yeah. Because that was so helpful when we did our updates to our local county long-range plans.
It has more meaning to the county.
Yeah, when they saw it was a Georgia Tech study or something, not just our word for it, it really carried a lot more weight.
Why don't they just do it again? Ask them to do it again.
Don't work part of this.
It's probably
I don't remember how it was funded because I had just left DLS.
Yeah.
And DTAE did.
Yeah. Okay. Technology inventory, I think, would be covered under an LSTA plan as part of developing. Yes. What do we do without here in order to fund something like this? Well, what I mean is, where's the money coming from, and where do we give up? Since all of the money is now designated, what do we give up to get the money that might be needed for that kind of? I think that's a smart approach, and perhaps it can be done either regionally or a lot done by gathering information by questionnaire, that sort of thing. I think the Berteau studies can feed into this to some degree. The Gates, the current Gates study on accessibility, usability of technology in libraries that's currently going on right now. Some of you may have already been contacted.
It could be Bob's
by
great
Gates.
Idea.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but there may be some Gates grant money out there to do this kind of technology assessment. Because they still are doing a few grants.
They are. Well, they're doing some nationwide programs. I don't know what kind of small grants they're doing.
I just happened
to notice that Bill Gates came out with a long sort of annual letter describing the major parts of his world of grant giving, and libraries were nowhere in sight. They weren't even on the radar as far as the kind of money that's been given to medical and, disease issues and some of the larger education grants that they offer. But
well, I just kind of think it make Georgia a leader again. I don't have heard any other state doing this.
I also think it would be great to do it to get a handle on what the situation is rather than just asking them to throw money at the problem.
And I think also that it would carry a little more weight if it were done from someone not just collected from us as a survey type thing, that it was an objective person doing the assessment.
Problem though is this money, they want to get it back in the economy as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So in the '70s when they released some money during a recession, they said you have to spend it in 90 days.
Yeah.
About the only thing you can do is go out and replace your air conditioning and get local bills.
But you could fund and conduct that study in 3 months.
Well, yeah, it sure can.
Send me money, I can spend it in 3 months.
I've got a lot.
No problem.
Yeah, we could place an order for 5,000 computers right away. If we were allowed to do that. Y'all, excuse me, I don't have to take this.
One of the thoughts I've had is that
move to another
with
office.
Other groups, and Department of Labor was one that I considered, because just reading the Federal Stimulus Act, there's money in there for training. And, you know, that's something we all do. We're training these people to use computers to make their job applications online. And maybe there are other partners out there, but, you know, rather than just saying it's libraries, if we could get Mike Thurman's buy-in, for instance, it might make it a stronger case for libraries.
Well, that whole idea really plays into what I've been concerned about for so long, which is that we are so far away from so many of you that we don't know what your local area network looks like. We don't know what your technology situation is. And it would be so helpful on our end and on your end for us to have a current assessment.
Well, if you did it in quarters.
Right.
I mean, somebody could cover Northwest, Northeast, and they could get this done.
Right.
Not only that, but it seems to me that would be an excellent use of some of those interns that Susan's been talking about from one of the library schools. That would be a really good way of using them.
Could we contact West Delta, for instance, and see if they had four interns
with that kind of expertise? They would. I mean, they'd have to have a certain degree of technology expertise.
Yes.
But you know,
if you pick
four librarians from our staff, we wouldn't know. Sure can.
And I'd be happy to contact Christy Coos at FSU and see if any of these technology people. You know, well, of course, Alan too. I mean, because in South Georgia, even though we do have Valdosta, we have Tallahassee.
Right.
You know, so that could be split up. You know, for some of them. What we've done is we paid travel for an intern from Tallahassee to Bangor and got them to update the long-range plan and index our standards. You know? So it'd be a cheap kind of thing to do.
Right, and we've used a number of the interns, and we've been very, very pleased.
Or even with our tech schools. Some of the people that are in the IT programs and some of the tech schools are looking for internship opportunities.
I'd be even more interested in having the tech people come out and do ours.
Right.
And I think that there's a tech school fairly close to all of us, and they've all probably got some interns that if we could, you know, work it out with them to do a cohesive.
And we have the template already.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We do. From Georgia Tech.
Well, and that one's for buildings. We would have to do one for technology. But that would be something I could certainly get John Miller's team to come up with a blueprint. He could do it overnight, basically. Mm-hmm.
Anybody on the phone have anything to add to this brainstorming?
It all sounds good to me.
Me too.
Okay, we'll make this a recommendation to Lamar, and I guess at this point I'll ask if anybody has any issues they'd like to bring to the group.
I will say one thing about this economic stimulus package. Is there any way that we could co-opt any of it to jumpstart our in-house courier service?
I have actually suggested that to Star, that yes, but that seems like infrastructure to me, and it seems like we would be pumping money into the economy. So
I didn't hear part of that. Restart our what now?
Jumpstart our in-house courier service.
Oh yeah, oh Lord.
So we could run everything on vegetable oil.
So, yes, we definitely have that on our list.
Too bad it can't be with hot air. We've got so many politicians.
Okay. Then I think the last thing to do today is to set our next meeting for March. I think the director's meeting agenda is too full to plan any kind of meeting then. So is there a date in March that works best for folks? And I had tentatively asked you to look at the week of March 8th.
I'm out. That is spring break.
Week.
Okay. Spring break.
Okay. How about the following week?
16th.
The 16th is a good day?
No. Well, that whole week of you. I think it's fine for me.
Why don't we do it the 17th and do it in Savannah?
For Savannah.
Ah!
I'll be there.
I have a board meeting on the 16th, but something seems to happen anyway, so don't plan around me.
I'm out on the 16th, too. What about the week of the 23rd?
Okay.
I have
any day that week.
I'm out that Monday also.
How about a Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday of that week?
Friday is good for me.
Friday?
People
like Fridays?
March is fairly light.
It depends on where you're.
Of course, it's going to be budget.
Maybe
we
have a
you're invited here anytime you want to be here if it's convenient.
Well,
okay, let's set it for the 27th. Folks on the phone, is that a good date?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Where are we talking?
Where? Wide open.
I'm to Augusta. That way I might be able to attend.
Okay.
You can come to Young Harris. You're welcome to come to Young Harris any time.
That's it.
I like
that. You can come back here anytime.
I like Young Harris.
I was just there. I was always open.
I've never been to Bainbridge.
Well, we could just do you up right.
How many hours would that take, Donna?
23.
The better part of the day. The better part of the day.
Meeting?
She has not said it. She was looking at the first week of March.
Okay.
She was waiting here for Marshall.
All right. Come on, people. We need
you. Okay, that's just good for me. I like meeting in a REPLAC committee member's home.
I could probably do it in Cumming. I'll have to check the schedule since Friday is not.
All right.
Where's Cumming?
That's good.
Cumming north of.
Oh, no! Spaghetti.
And I promise that we'll come south next.
No, I hate 400.
Well, yeah, if you get there first, then you're really good. Spend one day fighting traffic.
That's what I need. I'd fight traffic.
Yeah,
how about
great?
How about precise?
Several times.
That's true.
More times than we
can. How about precise?
That's the same thing.
The place where you
come up with Forsyth. Down here. I was going for Forsyth.
Forsyth County.
I'm in Forsyth County. I'm not in Forsyth County.
Oh, gotcha. I thought that's where Tipps College was. You're not there? Of course you wouldn't know what's going on.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Since I missed most of this meeting, who's going to be at work tomorrow that I can call and ask what happened?
I am.
Kat?
Okay, who are those IMs?
Donna.
Where are you?
Donna.
Call me.
You want the revision at first?
Gary, I can send you the draft.
Okay.
Shiverings of minutes before they're clean.
All right.
Is it
That's probably better information.
Will expletives be deleted?
That's pardon?
I said, will expletives be deleted?
Not the draft.
Oh, okay.
You get the full stuff, Gary.
Oh, okay.
Carolyn is very tactful.
All right.
How about Covington or Kanye? I hate to go around Atlanta.
Well, you're welcome to come back here. I'll say that again. If this is convenient, this room will be available.
This is fine with me.
So,
but I'm also happy to do any of the places you named, including even clear down to Bainbridge. I haven't been in years.
I'd love for you to come.
I hadn't been to Cairo, and I hadn't been to Bainbridge in long, so I'd be glad to go with you.
Is this on a secret ballot or what?
Someone needs to make a motion, don't they?
Or I'd be happy to come to Athens, too.
Athens or Augusta, but not north of Atlanta.
Let's go to Athens. Make Kathy do all the hosting.
Let's go to Augusta, so Gary will have to
host us. I'd rather go to Augusta here than Athens, but Athens is very hard to get to.
If we come to Augusta, Gary, will you attend the meeting?
Well, that's what I said. If you have it here, there's a good chance I would make the meeting.
Okay, all right, let's do it.
I'll go to Augusta.
Okay.
We're coming to see you, Gary.
Uh-oh. All right, I'll try to clean up my desk.
We expect a really busy one, Gary.
A really what?
March 27th in Augusta, beginning at 10 a.m.
27?
Yeah.
27. To me, it's easier to get to Augusta than to go through Atlanta. You know, we had a rat coming home from Atlanta from the airport.
Oh, I hate going to Atlanta. Just about every place south. I hate going to Atlanta.
That was it, going south. Down the I-5.
Unless it's over on the east side, and I can go down.
Somebody just put one of those little barriers.
Oh.
And a huge truck smushed it over there, smacked the thing that flew right at the crash, the whole window through the glass all over me.
Ooh.
I thought I was going to have a...
In Augusta, I can take 441 down and hit 20 and go over.
Okay, I will plan to see you then on the 27th. I'm sure I'll see some of you before that. I'm going to have to go, and I'll call somebody tomorrow and ask them what happened.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye,
Gary. All right. Goodbye.
Okay. I think we can be adjourned then.
Yay.
I think Lamar, but I'll send everybody what I have got,
It is being recorded.
If you'll tell me what I missed, I'll appreciate it. I'll get that.
I think that was the Notre Dame person for the OCLC conversation was going to be.
That's
funny. You said 2:00.
Yeah. I looked at the clock when that rang and it was 2:00, so I thought that must be that.
Well, I appreciate everybody's advice on my Fannin County business, too. Thank you all for responding and offering moral support.
I was ad hoc committees. The GPLS liaisons are listed. I'll just wait to hear from you all.
Okay.
Yeah, we're all available. Just let me know.
Well, now that brings... So... We probably will have the GPLS liaisons at the March meeting.
If you want to hear that concern.
Well, I enjoyed having everybody here.
Thank you so much for having
me. Everybody's a little... You know what, Alan? You could drop mine to your son.
Yeah, but I would call in just to avoid.
Tell me that before I do. Good to see you.
You too.
Yeah, you too.
Where is your son, Alan?
Warren Robbins. He moved to Warren Robbins.
Oh, wow.
He's supposed to start a new job right after New Year's. We got
Thank you. Please stand by.